MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 30, 2025. Area food pantries are getting ready for the snap pause, and there was a water main break in Essex. Showers, windy, mid-50s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:26 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, last week was the busiest week the Beverly Bootstraps food pantry has ever seen, and already this week is shaping up to beat it, according to Executive Director Allison Caffrey. The local reliance on food pantries is expected to worsen beginning Saturday, when the U.S. Department of Agriculture will stop funding SNAP benefits at the one-month point of the so far second-longest government shutdown in the nation's history. More than 40 million Americans rely on SNAP to get groceries each month, including 8,390 in Salem, 6,917 in Peabody, 4,560 in Beverly, 2,269 in Danvers, and 27,827 in Lynn, according to the Salem Pantry. That organization serves more than 31,000 people in Essex County annually. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times a water main break Wednesday afternoon led Essex to backfeed its system using Gloucester water so that homes might continue to have water and fire protection service while the downtown water break was being repaired. The break affected service from 80 Main Street to Southern Avenue, the town said, and residents were told it would take some time to repair. The water break took place just after 3 p.m. in the vicinity of 145 Main Street, that's Route 133, according to Police Chief Tom Shamshak. At 6:05 p.m., water remained shut off between 80 and 166 Main Street from the bridge to the intersection of Southern Avenue. Shamshak said the problem started when a construction crew working in the area was attempting to cover a hole and a road plate fell on top of the pipe, causing the break. Shamshak said it's too soon to determine the extent of damage and the issues related to water pressure. In the meantime, Essex Police, Fire, and Public Works personnel have responded to the scene. In addition, the Essex Board of Health has been notified about the situation. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
As the government shutdown continues, Julie LaFontaine, Executive Director of the Open Door Food Pantry, explains that 90% of funding for soup kitchens and the like is wiped out, putting those in need at further risk.
It is so important, and I realize that, you know, usually when I'm speaking, you have a visual, so you can see 10 bags in a row, and then you ask, you know, yourself, if all of the emergency food were represented in these 10 bags, how many of them would belong to private charity?
Okay.
And it's only one.
Oh, my.
And of them come from the federal government. And so, you know, food pantries are intended to work hand in hand with smart and fair federal programs. That's the way they were set up to work. They're intended to be a safety net. They're intended to ebb and flow with the economy, like, and so that it's always funded, so that SNAP is always funded to be there when people need it. So now we're facing, you know, we're in the midst of a government shutdown, and the SNAP program, which has never been interrupted by a government shutdown because it wasn't designed to be interrupted, is now been so politicized that there are 1.1 million people in Massachusetts at risk of not getting their food benefit on Saturday, November 1st.
That's Julie LaFontaine of the Open Door Food Pantry. And the Newburyport Daily News reports two experienced and well-trained firefighter paramedics have joined the Gloucester Fire Department as lateral transfers from the Amesbury Fire Department. Nicholas Myers and Tyler Rogers, both Gloucester natives and Gloucester High School graduates, were sworn in last week by the city clerk. Myers is working toward a college degree in fire science, according to the department. He previously worked for 3 years at a private EMS company and for 5 years as a call firefighter in Manchester-by-the-Sea, along with 3.5 years as a full-time firefighter in Amesbury. Rogers holds a bachelor's degree in mathematics from Boston College. He previously worked for 2.5 years at Amesbury Fire. Both are graduates of the Massachusetts Firefighting Academy. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, weekend high school football starts earlier this week with Thursday night games. Tonight's games, Beverly is at Peabody, Salem at Swampscott. Saugus travels to Medford, St. Mary's is at Old Rochester. North Reading is hosting Newburyport, Pentucket at Ipswich, Triton is at Essex Tech. Amesbury is at Manchester Essex. Amesbury is 7-0 now, while the Manchester Essex Green Hornets are 6-1. The Hornets are led by quarterback Zach Hurd, who has passed for over 1,000 yards and rushed for over 800. Amesbury is led by quarterback Justin Doobie, who doesn't pass often, but he can run the ball. And the Red Hawks offense features a balanced run attack with Joe Puglio, Joe Celia, and Connor Scaldoni. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. In boys soccer from yesterday, St. John's Prep blanked Lexington 3-0, Beverly and Newburyport tied at 1, and Hamilton Wenham topped Swampscott 5-1 on the strength of 4 second-half goals. In girls soccer, Marblehead shut out Salem 3-0. Salem will close out the regular season this afternoon when the Witches host Revere. Newburyport edged St. Mary's 2-1 yesterday. The Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 125-105 last night. Up next for the Celtics, they'll be playing tomorrow in Philadelphia against the 76ers. The Bruins, who were off last night, host Buffalo tonight. And the Patriots will host Atlanta Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.